You are Locked On Big Ten, your daily podcast on the Big Ten Conference. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
The title for today's Locked On Big Ten was actually given to me just moments ago by my guest on today's episode. This will be known as Gut Reaction Wednesday, as we go around the Big Ten Conference reacting with our gut reactions to the Big Ten team totals we have laid out for both the East and the West Division. So hello, everybody, and welcome to the Locked On Big Ten podcast, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Stevens. It is Wednesday, May 12th, and my guest today that aptly gave me the title for today's episode is Kevin McGuire, the host of Locked On Nittany Lions, one of the best college football minds you will find across the Locked On Podcast Network. So, Kevin, thank you not only for just being the guest on today's episode, but your creative juice is already flowing, giving me the title for today's episode, Gut Reaction Wednesday. Thank you for being here.
It is my pleasure, as always, to join you, Big Ten, Ben. It's always a good chance to talk some Big Ten football. And, hey, any contributions I can make to help you make your job a little easier, I'm all for as well. It's all part of the game.
This is what we do across the Locked On Podcast Network, specifically within the Big Ten community of the Locked On Podcast Network's college channel, is we get ideas from each other. We vibe off each other's vibes. And here we are now on Gut Reaction Wednesday, going around to the totals that we set, both on Monday's show and yesterday's show, to the team win totals approximated for the Big Ten East and the Big Ten West. Because, Kevin, we're trying to help out our friends at betonline.ag with maybe some of those ideas for the team win totals. But betonline.ag on Tuesday afternoon also gave us some odds for the future odds, the outrights to win the Big Ten Conference. We'll react to some of those later on in the show. But first, we do our first gut reaction from you, Kevin McGuire, the host of Locked On Nittany Lions, to the total we set out on Monday's show for the Penn State Nittany Lions in the 2021 Big Ten college football season. That total was set at 8.5. Your reaction to that was what? Do you think it was too low, too high? What exactly was your gut reaction?
I think it is a fair initial line for Penn State because we saw that they had some struggles last year, and this is going to be a very challenging schedule in 2021. However, when I heard 8.5, I'm thinking I'm going to pound the over as soon as I can, because I do think that Penn State has 9 wins in them, and I think that they could potentially have 10. I really do feel like there are a lot of good ingredients for Penn State, and I think a lot of people are probably sleeping on them a little bit. You know, I'm obviously a little optimistic at times, and maybe that gets the best of me. But I do think, all things considered, they finally got a chance to go through a regular spring. They've got an upgraded offensive coordinator. They got a veteran quarterback coming back with a lot of experience. Wide receivers are continuing to develop. Running game's really strong. Really good offensive line. And a defense that's not going to let games get away from them. So I think that there are plenty of really good ingredients for this Penn State team to have a pretty significant rebound season. I'm not saying challenge Ohio State for the Big Ten championship, but I do think – this is going to be a team that can rack up some wins, and they can probably rack up some pretty good quality wins early on. And that's why I'm liking the over at 8.5. I'm going to go with that right now.
Thank you for not only contributing to the title of today's episode, Gut Reaction Wednesday, but also having an understanding of how we set those team win totals, saying the number was fair. And I think when you look at those on paper, when you look at the team win totals as they're rolled out, people might say, oh, we're going way over that, or that's way too high of a number. No, it's just the total, which then allows you to go over or under. And then, Kevin McGuire, you taking the over of 8.5. I would tend to agree. I think Penn State has 9 wins in them. I think the schedule, like you mentioned, though, is a little bit difficult, especially those first 6 weeks to start your season with a Big Ten game on the road in Camp Randall in Madison, Wisconsin, against the Badgers, who should be much improved in 2021 as well. I think the non-conference slate, having Auburn in there, is interesting, having Indiana at home week number 5, and then the crossover schedule for Penn State this year, difficult because week number 6, also on the road against another Big Ten West foe in the Iowa Hawkeyes, will make for a very compelling and difficult schedule for James Franklin and company. But I would still lean the over as well, because I think what we saw early on in the 2020 Big Ten football season was an aberration, and we will get back to seeing what we are expected to see out of state colleges here in 2021.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, the schedule has its hurdles. Okay, road games at Wisconsin and Iowa, and throw in a road game to Ohio State, that's 3 games that they could very well lose. I don't think they lose all 3 of them, though. I think they probably lose the game at Ohio State, because Ohio State's probably still going to be Ohio State this year. Yeah. But I think if you look at those games on the road against Wisconsin and Iowa, I think a split is very realistic. They could lose both of them. But even then, you're still sitting on the over with the margin for those 3 losses. I don't think they lose a game at home this year. I think, you know, getting Indiana at home is big. They've had Michigan's number the last couple of years, and the home team tends to have the home field advantage in that game pretty significantly. Yeah. So I do think that that probably favors Penn State. And then you look at some of the other games. I know they lost to Maryland last year. Maryland will probably still give them a little bit of trouble this year, but I think that they are a better team than Maryland overall. So I think there are a lot of games where I'm not going to say that there's a lot of automatic wins for Penn State, but there are games where they should certainly be the favorite, and I think that they can go on the road and win some games. And the game against Auburn is going to be one that's going to be a little bit of a swing game, but I think that they can win the game at home.
I completely agree with you, and I think you brought up a great point right there. I think outside of the first game, and even that, I'm trying to think about it as we go into the crystal ball for September and that opening game on the road at Wisconsin, I think there's still a chance Penn State might be the favorite in that game, or the number very, very small, maybe in the favor of the Badgers because they are the home team. But outside of the game against Ohio State and maybe Iowa, depending on where we are, about the halfway point to the Big Ten football season, I think in all nine of those other games that we expect Penn State to be competitive in, if not win all of them, they'll most likely be the favorites in every game except on the road at Wisconsin, on the road at Ohio State, possibly Iowa in there as well. So I think when you start to formulate your numbers, not only do you get that for the team win total, but how you want to approach the team win total. And we go over for Penn State at the number we set at 8.5, thinking they have 9 wins in the cards in the 2021 college football season. So, Kevin, outside of being the host of Locked On Nittany Lions and covering Penn State with the best of them, you also cover the Big Ten Conference and all of college football, really, with the best of them, in my humble opinion. So I would love to get your thoughts on this Gut Reaction Wednesday episode to some of the other lines and numbers that were set here on Locked On Big Ten the past 2 days, whether it be in the Big Ten East or the Big Ten West. Were there any team win totals that we set that stood out to you?
Michigan at 8.5. I don't know which way I want to go with this one, because my gut reaction was I'm going to go over with Michigan. And I don't know if I trust myself to do that, because I don't know what to expect out of Michigan. That's the big problem. I think that Jim Harbaugh has done a much better job with coaching this program and building this program than he tends to get credit for. And I think that's because he doesn't have the big notable wins that are still kind of the last hurdle that he's trying to accomplish. But Ben, I've talked to you before. I think that overall, Jim Harbaugh has done a very good job with Michigan. They haven't necessarily cleared that next bar. They're trying to get there. Maybe it's going to happen one of these years. I'm not saying it's this year, but when I look at the number at 8.5, it's kind of like Penn State. I think this is a 9-win team. So I tend to go with the over. Now, of course, you know, when I go a little bit more in depth than actually picking out actual wins and losses, my opinion might tend to go a little bit under, because I do think that Penn State wins that game in State College. And you know, obviously, they're probably not going to be at Ohio State. So already I'm looking at 2 losses for Michigan. But I think that Jim Harbaugh has enough in Ann Arbor to work with to put together some really good wins. And you look at their schedule, I think there's a lot of games that are very manageable, including a home game, I believe, against Washington, if I'm not mistaken. So yeah, I think that that's a game that Michigan could potentially win. And if they do that, all of a sudden, I'm liking Michigan in the over as that season develops, because I think this is a season that could build a lot of wins pretty quickly for Michigan.
So outside of the Rutgers football program, 13 of the 14 Big Ten football programs have finished up spring practice. Rutgers will be done at the end of the month in just about a week and a half time. It will officially be the summer offseason as we lead into summer workouts and then fall camps. And I would guess, I would venture an estimate that every Big Ten football program will probably be turning to the services of Built Bar, because Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever that is healthy for you and provides incredible nutrients. What is your favorite Built Bar? As we go through these team win totals on this Wednesday show, on Gut Reaction Wednesday with Kevin McGuire, I ask you for your gut reaction on what is your favorite Built Bar. Built Bar has 9 delicious flavors, all in the regular rotation, plus the occasional limited time flavor as well. Those 9 are coconut, coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel. I led those off. What is your gut reaction, personal favorite Built Bar? Ready? Go. And that was a quick break. Hopefully you gave me your gut reaction. Mine, peanut butter brownie, has been, always will be. Most of the flavors have 17 grams of protein, only 130 calories, only 4 grams of sugar, and only 4 grams of net carbs. That's why Built Bars are not only just the best tasting, but they are healthy for you with all the good nutrients in there, none of the bad stuff to weigh you down. That's why I think all these Big Ten football programs, all 14 of them, as they head into summer workouts, are going to trust Built Bar. Who wouldn't? And when you go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15, you can get 15% off your first order. That's LOCKED15, LOCKED15, to get 15% off at BuiltBar.com. So this is Gut Reaction Wednesday on the Locked On Big Ten podcast. But if you did not know, this is a great time to be following the Locked On Podcast Network's college channel because now all five of the power conferences have a podcast on a daily basis covering that league with the best of them. We've had Locked On Big 12 hosted by Josh Neighbors and Locked On SEC hosted by Chris Gordy for some time now, as well as Locked On Big 10 hosted by yours truly. But now we have Locked On ACC and Locked On Pac-12 back in the fold. Locked On ACC is hosted on a daily basis by Candace Cooper, and she uses local experts all across the ACC and here on the Locked On Podcast Network's college channel to get the latest on that great conference, as well as the Locked On Pac-12 podcast, which is now back in action, hosted by the great Cindy Robinson, breaking down everything about what's happening out on the West Coast. So all five power conferences now have a podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network covering their respective leagues on a daily basis. Here, it's Locked On Big Ten, as you know, and today is Gut Reaction Wednesday. Kevin, as I was going through the schedule for all of the 14 teams in the Big Ten Conference for this upcoming year and trying to set the number as best as I could approximate it, I am not a bookmaker, unlike our good friends at betonline.ag, but as I was going through and doing my crude estimates, Michigan was one of the teams that I had on the line between 7.5 and 8.5 and ultimately decided to go 8.5, mainly because I think those first four games are very manageable because they're all at home in the big house in Ann Arbor, including the Pac-12 foe in Washington, who is not a bad team. Then it gets a little bit more dicey as they get into Big Ten play, especially with those crossover games on the road at Wisconsin, on the road at Nebraska, who I think will be at least talent-wise more competitive this year. And anytime you have to go to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, it is going to be a challenge. The rest of the schedule really dictated on how well you think Michigan is going to perform within their own division this year. If they can get Indiana at home in the fourth to last week of the year, but then I think going on the road to Penn State will be difficult, I would side with you. The home team has the favor in that series, and Penn State has played better than Michigan in this series as of late. And then, of course, Ohio State. Until Jim Harbaugh does knock off the Buckeyes, I'm going to think Ohio State wins that game each and every time. So I actually would lean the under of the 8.5, but right on that number of 8. And I've said this a couple times. I've heard from some very smart people in Ann Arbor, including Daniel Dash and Isaiah Hole, the host of Locked On Wolverines, that this is more a year to kind of get the ducks in a row for 2022 for Jim Harbaugh, when this very talented class with J.J. McCarthy at quarterback and with Donovan Edwards alongside him in the backfield, some of that talent to develop along a very new coaching staff pretty much across the board. And if 2022 doesn't go the way that Michigan fans expect, and they're not competitive in the Big Ten East, and they're not really competitive in the game against their rivals in Ohio State, that might be the final season in Ann Arbor at the helm of the Michigan football program for Jim Harbaugh. But in 2021, I think 8 wins, although it might not be the luster Michigan fans hope for, I think would still suffice to get them to 2022 with a little bit of optimism on the horizon. So that's a team in the Big Ten East. Anybody in the Big Ten West, as the host of Locked On Hawkeyes, Andrew Wade and I discussed on Tuesday's episode?
Any team on the Big Ten West? I actually did not look at the Big Ten West, to be honest.
No worries,
with you.
Kevin, my bad. Listen, you are a busy man. I will read these off to you. I will read these off to you, and this will be the essence of Gut Reaction Wednesday. Okay, yeah, here we go. Here are the numbers we have for the Big Ten West. We go in order of the 2020 standings. Northwestern, last year's 2020 Big Ten West champions, at 6.5. Iowa, 8.5. Wisconsin, 9.5. Minnesota, 5.5. Nebraska, 5.5. Purdue, 5.5. Illinois, 3.5. So this is the essence now of Gut Reaction Wednesday. I did not mean to put you on the spot, my friend, but I think this can be fun for Gut Reaction Wednesday here on Locked On Big Ten.
I like the under for Nebraska.
Ooh,
I do. The more I'm looking at the Nebraska Cornhuskers, and I just did a roundtable discussion for Athlon Sports, kind of touching on whether or not Nebraska is going to go to a bowl game. And I went into this season, or this offseason rotation, thinking that, all right, next year's probably going to be year that Nebraska gets themselves to a bowl game. Then I'll look at the schedule, and all of a sudden, I'm not feeling very confident about that decision. So I'm actually liking Nebraska to once again miss out on the postseason because they don't have that win total. So if it's 5.5, right now I'm going 5. I think they just missed the cut. Some of the other teams, what was that number for Wisconsin?
9.5. Yeah, best in the Big Ten West at the moment.
They probably are going to be the team to beat in the Big Ten West. I don't know if 10 wins, though. And a lot of it probably depends on what happens in that week one game, because if they win the game against Penn State, all of a sudden I'm liking 10. But if they lose that game, I think it gets more and more difficult starting the year off with a loss. So I would probably hedge towards the under, But I do think that 10 wins is potential. That's one I'm staying away from, Ben. That's a little too risky for me. It's a little too risky for me. So I'm going to stay away from that Wisconsin line right now.
There's a couple of numbers there in the Big Ten West that might scare you based on what you saw in 2020. I think, like we mentioned in the Big Ten East with Michigan's number, that was debatable. I had a tough time setting Nebraska's number as well. What actually shocked me was our good friend Andrew Wade, the host of Locked On Hawkeyes, a notorious Nebraska hater, picked Nebraska to go over, not just by the hook, but to finish 7-5 this year, which I thought was very generous just based on Nebraska's schedule. Again, a lot of inexperience on this Nebraska roster, at least in some of their skill positions. They've had a lot of transfers out, a lot of mixing along what that recruiting class was in Scott Frost's first couple of years. They do have Adrian Martinez. They have a stable along the offensive line. But in some of the skill positions, it's going to look different than it has in years past. And the defense was improved in 2020, but needs to take another step to be successful in 2021. And Kevin, I think it's really just based on the schedule. And that's the case for Nebraska. On the road at Illinois to start off the year. Then they slotted in Fordham for week number one across the board that first weekend of September. And then Buffalo, who was the MAC champs last year, a very good team. That's a tough game. Although it's in Lincoln, I don't know necessarily if it's a 100% win there. Then on the road at Oklahoma, on the road at Michigan State, who I think will be a lot better this year. Northwestern and Nebraska always play a very tight series, but that's at home against Michigan. So I think those first 6 or 7 weeks of the season really dictate what happens for Nebraska, because the final 3 weeks for the Huskers, and they have a bye week mixed in there, but at home against Ohio State, don't care if that's in Lincoln, that's not going to go their way. On the road at Wisconsin, and then Black Friday against Iowa at home in Lincoln, which is always a very competitive series based on that rivalry. But still, you would assume, at least right now, as we sit here, obviously in the month of May, with so much in limbo and that can change, that those 3 weeks to finish off the year on paper, not going in the favor of Nebraska. I would lean the over just by the hook, and I do believe they will be bowl eligible come the end of 2021, which I think will be a tremendous step in the right direction for Scott Frost.
Two quick thoughts real quick. First, Nebraska. If they don't have 6 wins going into November, they are in some serious trouble, because that November schedule has Ohio State, Wisconsin, and Iowa before they wrap up their season. So I think they have to get to 6 wins by Halloween. If they don't, then I don't see how they hit the over, because I don't know if they win any of those 3 games down that stretch there. It's very difficult.
It is not lost on me, and I find it rather ironic, that on the week we start to guesstimate and approximate team win totals for the Big Ten Conference for this upcoming 2021 college football season, is the same week our friends and partners at BetOnline put out the conference future odds for all 5 Power 5 leagues. We were saying we were helping them out and giving them some advice for team win totals. They're giving us the conference future outrights and the odds available for all 5 conference winners when all is said and done for this 2021 college football season. That is a symbiotic relationship if I've ever heard it. And so coming up in just a few moments, Kevin McGuire and I will go through and give you our gut reaction to the future odds BetOnline has laid out for the Big Ten Conference. But you can find the ACC, the Pac-12, the Big 12, and the SEC as well. If you want to go outside of football, baseball season is in full swing, and you can get all the latest news and odds and info for all of your sporting needs, including Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC and MMA action. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get to the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs in the NBA and NHL. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you put in the promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts.
Let me go back to the Big Ten East, if I may, Ben. You mentioned Michigan State. You know, Michigan State, that line was 6.5.
Yeah.
You said you like the over?
What did I say? I think I said I like the under on Monday's show, but
okay.
They have a lot. Okay, so here's what I'll say about Michigan State, and this is coming from our good friends, Will Hunter and Matt Sheehan, the co-host of Locked On Spartans. But if you look at the transfer portal this year and how Mel Tucker has attacked it, this roster is completely revamped. And Will would even tell you that last year was bad. They had a talented, not a very talented roster, not what we'd expect out of Michigan State in the last couple of years. He expects this roster to be a lot better across the board and possibly shock some people. So I set the number at 6.5. Are you thinking under?
I'm way under, but maybe I need to do some more research on Michigan State. Maybe I should be listening to Locked On Spartans a little bit closer and have them educate maybe a little bit. Because, you know, like I said, this is gut reaction. So, okay, I look at the schedule, and obviously I know that Mel Tucker has got a lot of work to do, and he's doing a pretty good job of trying to accumulate as much talent. Question is, how quickly does it all come together? When you have so many transfers, you know, it's not necessarily a guarantee that you're going to be a better team. Now, obviously, I wish them the best of luck moving forward, but when I did my gut reaction, I'm looking at Michigan State with 3 wins. So I don't know how you would even come close to 6.5. But again, maybe I need to do more research. Maybe this opinion will change once I get a little bit deeper into, you know, make that switch from off-season mode to preseason mode and start going through the wins and losses a little bit more in depth, as I know you guys are going to be doing all across the Locked On Podcast Network and here on Locked On Big Ten. Hopefully I'll be a part of that as well. But that's always fun. And then that's when my opinion may change a little bit. For right now, where I'm sitting right now in the middle of May, I'm taking the under and I'm going to the bank on that with Michigan State under 6.5.
I think the under would be pretty heavily juiced. I could see the price being like -175 as opposed to the over being like +155 to give you some positive value on the over for Michigan State, at least if the line is 6.5. I'm very interested to see what our friends at BetOnline do and how they set these totals, which I think will probably come out within the next month or so. Maybe by the time we get to late June, we'll have some team win totals officially from betonline.ag. And like I've said, Kevin, all along the last couple of days, as I've been doing the BetOnline reads, on top of saying we're trying to provide a helping hand, they don't need our help. They have algorithms and models and a full team of bookmakers that dive into the numbers, not just look at the schedule and go, oh, they might be able to beat Northwestern. No, they will actually give you the right derivative there and the right number, but it will be interesting to see what those numbers might be. But what BetOnline did give us, and perfect for Gut Reaction Wednesday, on Tuesday afternoon, BetOnline laid out the conference future odds to win the Big Ten overall, not win the Big Ten East, not win the Big Ten West, but to be the Big Ten champions when all is said and done in Indianapolis in early December. Kevin, unsurprisingly, as I read off the odds now, Ohio State the heavy favorite at 2-3. Wisconsin with the second best odds, 8-1. Then Michigan and Penn State both at 17-2. Iowa, 11-1. Indiana and Northwestern, 12-1. Nebraska, 14-1. Minnesota, 20-1. Michigan State, Purdue, and Rutgers all at 50-1. Maryland at 80-1. And Illinois rounding out the 14 teams in the Big Ten at 100-1. Kevin, one note that I thought was interesting. The drop-off from the best odds at Ohio State to the second best odds in Wisconsin is the greatest variance of all of the Power Five conferences that BetOnline released for their future odds on Tuesday afternoon. So you can see why Ohio State is the staunch favorite each and every year, and that continues to be the case heading into 2021.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's the same story when you're talking about the Big Ten going into any new season. Ohio State has recruited and developed so much talent. It doesn't matter how much talent they send off to the NFL like they're doing right now. You know, started with Urban Meyer, continues with Ryan Day. They just recruit at such a high level, and it makes it very difficult for anyone else in the Big Ten to really close the gap. So that's why Ohio State has put themselves on a little bit of a hierarchy all to themselves right now within the Big Ten. Doesn't mean they're invincible. Keep that in mind. But it does mean that they are setting the standard. Everybody else is trying to catch up. And overall, that kind of hopefully makes the Big Ten better overall, as everybody else is trying to close the gap with as much talent as they can. But yeah, no real surprise, I think, with those Big Ten odds. We all kind of assume that Ohio State's going to be a pretty easy favorite. And you mentioned it's the biggest disparity between number one and number two among the odds amongst the power conferences. I don't think that that's also that surprising either, because Ohio State is a college football playoff, you know, contender year in and year out. I can't really say that about anybody else in the Big Ten. If you go around some of the other conferences, obviously the gaps are a little bit closer in some of those other conferences out there. So everybody's coming for Ohio State. So get ready, Buckeyes, because everyone's coming for you. But, you know, the thing is, they're ready for it.
I should make one clarification note. In the ACC, Clemson is the staunchest favorite to win their respective conference at 1-8. However, the second team in North Carolina is 15-2. So I really should say Wisconsin, out of the second best odds among the Power Five, has the worst odds, if that makes sense, or the largest odds at 8-1. That's what I mean by the greatest differentiation between the first and second place odds. If I am a betting man, of which I am, Kevin McGuire, and I'm looking to try to find some value on this board, You can't really find it with Ohio State at 2-3. You're laying some money to win a lesser amount of money. I don't think you really can find the odds in the Big Ten East unless you think somebody can knock off Ohio State. So then you go to that one game scenario, who is going to be the best of the Big Ten West to play Ohio State at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis in the Big Ten title game. It would be Wisconsin or Iowa at 8-1 for the Badgers, 11-1 for the Hawkeyes. I think both of those teams will go neck and neck to be the pole position in the Big Ten West when all is said and done. And Iowa and Wisconsin play that final weekend of October, Halloween weekend, October 30th, in Camp Randall in Madison, Wisconsin. Iowa does come off a bye week heading into that game. Just something to keep in note. So, Kevin, gut reaction Wednesday. I really put you on the spot with some gut reactions, especially as we dove through the Big Ten West, but you handled it like a champ as you also gifted me the great episode title for today's show. So thank you very much for your time as always. Kevin McGuire, the host of Locked On Nittany Lions on Gut Reaction Wednesday. Trademark it. Kevin, if you want, you can take it.
I'll let you borrow it. It's okay.
Thank you. That's very kind of you. Kevin, as always, my man, a pleasure having you on the show.
Always fun to be here. Thanks for having me.
So many thanks again to our guy, Kevin McGuire, the host of Locked On Nittany Lions, a great member of this Locked On Podcast Network, for coming on today's episode, giving us the title of the show and Gut Reaction Wednesday, and then following that up with some great gut reactions to how he sees the Big Ten football season playing out this upcoming year in 2021. On tomorrow's episode, if today was Gut Reaction Wednesday, I think it's time we start to dive back into Two for Thursdays. I hope we can continue our trend of getting some of the best insight from the brightest minds across the Big Ten community here on the Locked On Podcast Network with two guys that cover a Big Ten school on a daily basis. That's my hope for Two for Thursday. And for news outside of the Big Ten Conference, you can get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Why is it Tebow time in Jacksonville? That's one of the topics they're discussing this week. Get more of the sports news you need in less time with the Locked On Today podcast. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. The reason it's Tebow time in Jacksonville is because of Urban Meyer, who's a former head coach at Ohio State. Thus, I tied it back to the Big Ten Conference. And that's what I always try to do here on the Locked On Big Ten Show. Until we talk tomorrow, have a splendid Wednesday.